Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate in January. That could mean more influence for Idaho's two Republican senators. Adam Cotterell has that story.
When a new party takes control, each of the Senate's 20 committees and 68 subcommittees get a new leader. Sarah Binder describes it as a big round of musical chairs. Binder studies Congress for the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., and she says heading a congressional committee brings power.
You're really empowered to decide what are the issues we're going to debate about. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to necessarily see those issues through to enactment, but certainly bills go farther when they're sponsored by committee chairs.
Senate committee leadership is mostly a matter of seniority. Idaho's Mike Crapo is the top Republican on the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, and Jim Risch is the ranking Republican on the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee. But Binder says there's a chance Risch could wind up heading the Senate Intelligence Committee. Chairing a committee doesn't carry the power to help a senator state like it did before Congress did away with earmarks. Now, Binder says, it's about influence. How responsive people in, say, the transportation department are when a senator calls to talk about a bridge project on the Snake River. Being in the majority increases a senator's influence a little, and chairing a committee increases it even more.
Agencies are dependent, of course, on Congress for their budgets. They have to go testify on behalf of those budgets, and that brings you kind of head-to-head with the chairs, and so that in itself provides some leverage for lawmakers in terms of getting a bureaucracy or an agency to be responsive to the interests of Idaho.
So Idaho senators do stand to increase their influence, but not as much as some other Republicans. Binder says Idaho senators won't be getting chairmanships on any of the most powerful committees, like finance or appropriations. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.